This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky traveled to the Mykolaiv and Kherson regions in the south of Ukraine Thursday to assess damage as the flooding there has now reached both areas. He visited the main pumping station of the Inulets River canal that flooded due to the destruction of the Kakhovka Dam earlier this week. Correspondent Anna Chernikova told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program the latest status of the flooded areas of south of Ukraine.
The latest information that we have from local authorities, it was confirmed that the water level has risen to 5.6 meters in the area. This is as of Thursday. Under the water currently, there is 600 square kilometers of land, and this includes 32% of the right bank of the Dnipro River of Kherson region, which is under Ukrainian control, and 68% of the left bank. Left bank is currently under Russian control.
The dam collapse in Ukraine has also brought a dramatic new dimension to Ukraine's war with Russia, now in its 16th month. George Washington University professor Michael Purcell, a retired U.S. Marine colonel, told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program the dam collapse has changed how Ukraine approaches its war effort.
They could still be in minefields, or they could be in the middle of roads, someone's backyard, or in their own home. As one Red Cross official put it, the only thing we do know is that the mines are somewhere downstream. Andrew Mathewson is with the Halo Trust, an NGO that clears landmines, and has been working in the Mykolaiv region.
The immediate threat to us and our staff and civilians is the fact that mines might move, and that will, you know, that will lead to the need for us to resurvey these areas, remark them as minefields,